Good morning and welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness, and myself, Suzanne Maresca. We're so very excited to be welcoming Commander Ashira back to the show today. For listeners who are unfamiliar with our guest, he is the commander of the Unified Forces of the Outer Galaxies, and we are most honored that he's agreed to come for a talk while so much is going on. When we first had the idea to go galactic again, it didn't seem likely that Ashira would be available. Yet, much to our surprise and delight, he's here with us once again, this time to introduce the communications officer who will be participating in the conversation from here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie. And here we go again, huh?
Yeah. Very exciting.
And there is so much happening upon the planet, both subtly and actually and visually and not visually. It's like... exciting times.
Yeah, we don't get to find out about, gee whiz, probably a lot of it, most of it, until later, hopefully.
I know. Somebody had said to me that they wanted, you know, to know what's really going on, or that, I forget what they said, that they wanted the key to all the information, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I don't think we know even a fraction of what's going on in this universe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're pretty caught in our bubble here.
Yeah, we are.
Even those of us who are, you know, on multidimensional journeys all day long, it's just, you know, there's a veil. I know that there's a reason for it, and I know that the word is that the veils are gone and all that sort of thing, but... I just feel like it's very purposeful that I'm not remembering certain things about who I am. But what I am remembering is that I have power to do things and affect my world with my thoughts. And it's it's not subtle. It's not something that we really can see with our eyes. But to know that being love is like the biggest power that we could possibly have.
That's exactly right. And I think when we are, and I think we all are, all our listeners and ourselves, are anchoring more and more into our multidimensional, interdimensional selves, I think with that we also become more fully aware of, yes, of who we are, but also that burning need to know isn't as urgent. That the priorities, I guess, in terms of what we want to know or what we want to participate in are really shifting.
Mm-hmm. They are. And I know our listeners are just as excited as we are to be connecting with Star Family again.
Yeah.
Big changes are afoot.
It's about time.
It is.
And
it
yes, I'm really hoping that Commander Ashira is going to say something about all the recent sightings, especially the sighting in San Diego.
Oh, wow. I have a personal experience that I want to ask a question about.
Oh, wonderful.
I know. A few days ago, we don't know what it was.
You know, what I'm doing is I'm talking to people, of course, because we have these individual sessions that I do. And what's really curious, because I have my rule of three, as you well know, is that what I'm hearing from people, and it's only in the last week or so, is that people are having experiences of seeing the energy that is being sent from our star brothers and sisters down into the planet, down
Ooh.
Into homes, down into people. So
oh,
that's
wow.
a brand new visual that
yeah.
I've never heard people even talking about before. So this is exciting times at Ridgemont High.
It really is. And, it hasn't always been easy to navigate the transition that we're in. And even though what we long for hasn't yet come to fruition, it does feel like our perceptions of what's around us is key to having peace about all of it.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure you have a fabulous galactic meditation for us.
Yes, and what I'm guided to do is actually bring everybody who's listening or everybody who's going to listen over to the Neptune.
Oh, whoa,
so
neato.
So we can go there.
Ah, cool. All right,
yeah.
I'm in.
So everybody knows the drill. So let's start by taking a nice deep breath of that dark midnight blue, that beautiful blue of the sky in the middle of the night, the color of the UFOG uniforms, and let's scatter a billion stars into that midnight blue, into that sky. And the stars are silver and gold and red and green and copper and ivory. And just relax and allow yourself to go deeper into your heart, into your place of unified consciousness. Feel yourself sinking into the chair, the bed, the floor, your car seat, wherever you are. Deeper and deeper. And feel the cord that comes out of your root chakra, that wonderful red, thick rope that goes down through the carpet, through the cement, through the soft earth, through the rock and the gaseous layers, right down to the heart of Mother Gaia, so that you are anchored firmly in your physical form on Gaia, as we travel together . So keep looking at that midnight sky and breathe it in. Breathe in that blue and the blue diamond. And breathe in the totality of who you are. Give yourself permission to expand, to travel, to bilocate, and feel yourself still anchored in your heart, coming up to your crown, wide open, and traveling along that silver cord into that midnight sky, into that vast darkness that isn't dark at all. And see on the horizon this massive ship. Our beloved Neptune, the mother ship for the unified forces of the outer galaxy. And feel yourself approaching, light as air, but in the fullness of your being. See yourself approaching the landing dock. The size is impressive. But what's more impressive, what's more exciting, and more awesome is that you are traveling. And it's as simple as this. Feel your feet, your body intact, landing on what feels like metal, but somehow soft. Of the landing platform, and there standing, waiting for you, extending greeting, two fingers to the heart, is Ashura, our beloved friend. Yes, he may be commander of all these forces, but he is also our dearest friend. And he has brought Galea with him this day also to welcome and greet you. Greetings, I am Ashura.
Welcome.
And welcome to all of you, and I invite you, we do not need to stand out here on the landing. I invite you to come with me, and to come with me this day to our communication center, that we may have the talk that you have so dearly requested, but that I have requested as well. Because I do not wish in any way that our relationship, our unified relationship, our tasks, our projects, our undertakings in this anchoring of New Gaia be in any way diminished or pushed away to the sidelines, for this is why we are here. So I welcome you on behalf of all, and I am speaking this day on behalf of the Intergalactic Council and also all of your galactic and intergalactic brothers and sisters. So on behalf of many, I welcome you, and I welcome you to our ship and to our home.
Thank you.
Oh, it is our pleasure. And soon you will know and have the, shall we say, the more tangible experience of being with us. But that is part of the conversation. And I do not wish to extend false hopes to those of you that wait daily and count the hours until you are part of the fleet. So let us talk this day of the matters at hand. And yes, before we proceed, let me also introduce to you Galea, one of our best and brightest, shall I say, communications officers. She has been deeply involved with the projects involving the various levels of communication with Gaians and with the entirety of what you think of as your planet and your system by that way. And so she will also be working with you if you wish to invite her.
Oh, we do indeed. Welcome, Galea. Thank you so much.
So let us go and hear the hum. It is quite subtle. For we could not have, let us suggest, your planet is very noisy. But I invite you to feel and to listen to the hum of this ship this day as well. So, what's new, my beloved Suzanne?
Oh, I was hoping that you would be doing some talking, but I guess we really would like to have an update on the human collective and how it's looking that we might have contact. You said soon, and you know we're all longing for and very hungry for that, as I'm sure you all are too. And so pretty much an update on the status of how things are going on Earth.
I would be pleased to give you such an update from our perspective, because this has been a tumultuous time upon your planet, and also by reference or inference for us as well. Now, when I say tumultuous, what you think and feel as humans, as Gaians, as turmoil, and what we feel is slightly different. Now, I do not say this in a way to create more separation, but rather deeper understanding. We continue our diligence, our work, to become, to be accepted, but also welcomed. Acceptance is not enough. We have need to be heartily welcomed. And why do I say that? We have talked before about the element of fear and how when there is a strong current of fear upon the planet of sweet Gaia, that it is like a not only a yellow flashing light but a bright red flashing light for us that we cannot proceed with full integration. Now, we are an exceptionally patient lot. You might have perceived that.
Yes, indeed.
But even we are very anxious. Now, let us give you an update in terms of a couple of different projects, if we might. When last we spoke, we had talked about the number of, can your reference would be boots on the ground, and the number of our beings that had been anchored upon your planet. Now, that is still true, but one of the things that has happened is that many of our troops, many of our forces, many of our various officers, and what you would think of as rank and file, have been called back. Now, I only speak of this not to introduce trepidation, but also that you might understand some of the difficulties, or shall we say challenges, or shall we simply say puzzles that have need to be resolved. What has been occurring is that many of our family, because that is how we look at this, have become, from our perspective, which is different again from yours, have become sick, ill, the longer that they have been stationed upon the planet. Now, this is even with all the acclimatization, this is with all the various layers of what you would think of as protection. The shields are light because the entire purpose is full integration and not to be separate from the human populace. Now the situation that we have been facing in this regard is not that people, our people, are becoming sick as in flu or cold. They are becoming energetically exhausted because the frequency of the human collective is of such a wide variation, and it has been quite erratic also of late. We are talking about, about the last month or so. And what is occurring is that erratic nature. Think of it from our perspective, it is like being caught in a meteor storm. From your perspective, an example would be to be in the middle of a great deal of static. It would make you irritable, and sound waves that were grating on you. And so what we are finding is that the frequency of returning home for leave, I guess you would call it, and for some healing attunements is becoming more and more necessary. So I am not suggesting that we are abandoning our landing process, but what I am sharing with you as a friend is that there has been this unexpected, frankly, glitch in the full anchoring of the galactics and intergalactics fully upon the planet. So there is more rotation that is taking place. Now we are also, many of our family, our friends, our troops are being located in more rural areas and put in jobs, corporations, companies, situations that are of a higher frequency. And it was anticipated that that would, in fact, ameliorate any dissonance. But it is the part of the clearing of the humans that is taking place, which is a good thing, and something that we are very proud of and are anticipating with excitement. But it is simply one of the side effects that we are experiencing. Now, does this mean that what we are doing is what you would think of as a troop withdrawal? And the answer is no. We are continuing to replace many of those beings that are simply being recalibrated.
Wow.
And reinforced. Now, the other piece of this is that we, in terms of the visibility of many of our ships, from the smallest explorer ship to the largest motherships, are being made more visible. Now, that strategy we had backed away from because of what you have known in our previous conversations as the fear factor. But what we are doing to balance this is making our presence simply in various ways far more obvious, so that these sightings are becoming more of, which is exactly what we want, more of an everyday event. Now, that decision to, can we say, uncloak ourselves is a decision that has come directly from the Intergalactic Council, including a vote by Earth's representatives on that council. So this has been a very conjoint decision for this more radical uncloaking to take place, to again acclimatize the human race to this is almost an everyday occurrence. And one of the things that you are seeing, yes, we can use the example of the San Diego sighting, which, by the way, was our ship. And
wow.
What you are seeing is that there is an agreement, albeit it is a tacit agreement. What do I mean by that? It is an unpublicized agreement that what is taking place is, even though our ships are being sighted, there is no reporting or very little reporting, not by the public media, that is what we want, but the Air Force, the Special Forces, the national, various National Guards, because of course every country has this organization, the airfields, the air traffic controllers, although they are all seeing us, are taking no aggressive action. And my friends, this is a major breakthrough.
Ooh.
And this is one of the reasons why I have been so anxious, excited, not only to speak to you as my old friends, because trust me, we are old friends.
Yes. Yes.
And so I want to bring to your attention what feels like a small window when you look at the response, the human power response of your existing power structures has been very low-key to non-existent.
Wow.
And so what is occurring is there is this subtle, tacit, not unspoken agreement, and which is why your Earth representatives have read the energy and said, yes, they are prepared to allow these sightings without creating panic in the streets, as it were. So this is a massive opening. We have said to you that it is unlikely. Now, is it impossible? No. But is it unlikely that the authorities, the powers that be, let us be more succinct, it is highly unlikely that the leadership of various countries in a public way, and when we say public way, we mean, for example, an announcement on the White House steps or on one of your primary news channels, that it is highly unlikely that there will be an announcement that our star brothers and sisters are here. It is the quiet announcement. So when you are looking for disclosure to come in capital letters written across the banner of a newspaper or of a web page, that is highly unlikely. But it is the acceptance Now, you know, many of you may not know, but I will reinforce this. The Intergalactic Council, of which, of course, Gaians are a part and have been for a long time, do not simply make arbitrary decisions that will override free will, such as it is upon your planet, and create havoc upon our beloved Gaia. But what they do is they have a bigger view. They are of a interdimensional, but might I say, using your terms, a higher frequency. Their vision and their level of understanding and wisdom is broader than any particular government or agency that you have upon planet at this time. That is not a criticism. It is simply an observation so that you know how this council works. In their wisdom and in the longer view, they are seeing that there is a broader opening for such visuals, such presence, to be accepted upon the planet. So while there is this news that I suggest to you that we are needing to recycle our boots on the ground, at the same time, and that is not bad news, that is simply sharing with you our experience of what we are going through and what we are learning. Now, another piece of that is that the human beings, especially those of you who are listening this very bright, sunny, cloudy, blustery, cold day to us, is that many of you are fully utilizing the healing ships that are hovering very close to your planet. We have been pleasantly shocked and amazed and are adding healing ships as fast as they can be deployed. They are running, in your expression, 24/7. And this is a way in which we choose to support you. So by all means, as you go to rest, if you need the replenishment, if you are feeling that you have the cosmic flu or simply the many psychological, emotional, mental shifts that you are going through, the healing ships can assist you. And of course, they are not simply mechanical or energetic. Our healing ships are fully staffed with caring, loving, nurturing, efficient, the highest quality of healing technicians, of what you can think of as surgeons, as physicians. So by all means, it is done by intention.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yourself. Yes, of course you may.
Okay, so healing ships are here, available, and doing their work. I have noticed some changes in my own body, and that my back doesn't really hurt the way that it used to. It's hard to tell. Okay, well, so we don't really have memories of that. It's hard to tell if we're, you know, part of the healing ships or whatever. But I would like to say first thank you, speaking for myself as well as many others, and offering my profound thanks for all that you do on behalf of Gaia and the human collective. And the part about recycling boots on the ground, In a way, that's really good for me to hear, because we feel it too, the people that are on Earth and raising frequency and doing our work. It's hard for us too. So this is a joke, but could we come back to the ships too?
That would be my pleasure.
Yeah.
But yes. Now, of course you feel it. Those of you who are raising your frequency are becoming. It is not so much a matter of tolerance, because you are also becoming increasingly tolerant, patient, humble, compassionate, loving. But, for example, for many of you, and that is why we mention it, for many of you, it is as if you are in a static thunderstorm, or you feel as if there is a fire siren or an ambulance siren right outside your front door, and you wish like heck that they would simply turn off that siren. It is the static that is clawing at you, and it is the feeling you are not about to lose your mind, but it is driving you crazy. So yes, we know how you feel. And that is why we are saying that, in fact, is good news, because what is happening to the collective, you are increasingly saying, we use the word noise because sound is very important to us, and that is a great deal of how we do the healing work, not only with the what you would think of as the laser waves, but as sound and color. But the irritation is making you move in new directions. Mm. It is making you move where you can find that psychic, spiritual, emotional quietude. So the vibration is becoming more crystal clear. And the what our beloved friend Mikael calls the distractions, the aberrations, are becoming more quieted.
Yes, it is getting easier to be okay with everything that shows up, and I'm really clear on that. It's not so much the experience that shows up before us that matters. It's how we feel about it and what we do about it.
That is exactly correct. Now, with the healing ships, yes, many of you are not aware, although you might feel, I know that I always do, when I feel that I have spent a night in a healing chamber. And yes, even I need to do this from time to time, or so my sweet wife tells me. And so I always feel upon awakening that I have had an extraordinarily restorative good night's sleep, and that some of those aches and pains, and our aches and pains are different, but still, are gone. So when you go to bed at night, for example, my friends and family, create your intention, because let us tell you, of course your guides, your guardians, the masters, the angels, the archangels are all part of this. We bow to them and assist them and follow the plan of the mother the same as you do. But when you say, take me to the closest healing ship tonight, which in all likelihood is hovering over your house, then simply pay attention to how you feel the next morning.
Okay.
So while you may not have distinct memories, when you wake up, I know your tendency is to, and I am speaking to all of you, is to be in a bit of a fog as you wake up. But in that interim, in-between state, don't jump out of bed. Take a moment and say, where have I really been resting all night? And you will get flashes of where you've really been.
Oh, that sounds exciting. And that's one thing that I've been skipping is actually asking before bed. So that's good advice. If I may, I'm very curious. A few nights ago, my daughter and I were on our way home at night, around 10. And low in the sky, we saw a bright green light with a golden aura falling at like a 45-degree angle like a comet. It seemed much closer. My daughter's convinced we saw Comet Lovejoy, but to my eyes, it looked to be far closer. Can you comment on that?
Now, yes, I can. Would you like me to?
I would. Please.
I am teasing you. Now, also know that we, and this is not to dismiss Comet Lovejoy, which is extraordinarily beautiful, and we have been enjoying it. We often will use comets, falling stars, planets. We are infamous for superimposing, particularly our larger ships, on planets.
Okay.
So when you think sometimes, for example, you are looking at Venus and it has a rather odd shape or glow and it seems to be moving, it's us. What you saw the other night was one of the landings of a very, what you would think of, we even think of, as one of our high-tech expeditions.
Oh.
That are, now understand what is going on, and I know that I am bringing news of the day, but there has been, and there is going to be right now, some, can we say, shifting on the crust, on the surface, in the very core of beloved Gaia. She is shrugging. She is not shrugging you off. She is merely adjusting. And what she is doing is she is also opening some energetic fissures. Do not forget, because we sometimes do, Gaia is a archangel who has incarnated as this planet that we all so deeply love and cherish. She is in very deep service to the mother. And as this tsunami of love is hitting you, it is hitting all of us, by the way. So we, even your, yes, the entire fleets, not simply the unified forces, are also expanding. You are expanding. We are expanding. The galaxies are expanding. The tsunami is not just influencing or being received upon the planet. Now, what is going on in that is that Gaia is also opening up parts of herself and reinforcing and assisting the release of energies that have not been fully present. That she has been, think of her as in some ways is a massive storehouse. So there are, and these are what you think of as spiritual etheric energies, although they translate in great practicality to how humans feel, look, behave. So as these shifts, physical shifts of Gaia are taking place, our very advanced technology teams are also, we have sent 7 such ships to modify, not to interfere, monitor, yes, assist with the frequency, and to observe the shifts in the human collective. You have seen one of our ships the other night, Suzanne.
Day.
Landing. Yes.
I love that.
I know that was an extraordinarily long explanation for a very brief question, but it is important because we want you to know how much is being done behind the scenes.
Yeah, I really get that. I feel it. And I have to say that while I have faith in the divine plan, it's a little hard to see how the world can turn around as quickly as we're looking for. We have experiences every day with people who appear to be firmly invested in the illusion of life as we've known it, and they may not heartily welcome any change at all. So, you know, as we go through our lives every day, it seems, you know, I understand the changes taking place in me and lots of people around me, but we still see people who are like, it's hard to see how they can shift.
It most certainly is. Now, this is one of the reasons why there are some earth changes or shifts that are taking place, some releases of energies. It's also why the healing ships are working overnight and over time. Sometimes, those who are the most recalcitrant are being infused. I am very cautious of what I say because of the history decades ago of other alien races hijacking and experimenting on humans. Our intent and our only mission is peace and love. But many humans, varying degrees, and with a soul desire that says yes, that is the precursor, are being infused not only by the Mother Tsunami, but by our energy, which is of a different frequency that is, if you can think of it in this way, is somehow between the old third human existence, which is where many of these people are stubbornly clinging to, which is ridiculous because it does not exist. But you see this all the time. People who cling to an old love affair that ended 20 years ago.
Yeah,
it is
exactly
the same behavior.
Yeah.
And so what we are doing is we are infusing them energetically with this R frequency, not to override, not to interfere, not to make them morph into aliens, but to assist them in awakening to what their soul desire, what their soul path is asking for. So we, in many ways, are playing a go-between role. And many of you will see this, and the channel has referred to it it seems to come how you will visualize it. It is like a glimmery, but a silver Graelsha raindrop, and you will see it going into houses or into buildings or into people.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay, well, gosh, you know, thanks are so much in order, and I just want to keep saying it. A listener wrote in with a comment that it would be lovely to see chemtrails become infused with rainbow light to show us that they've been transmuted and neutralized. And I haven't thought about it for quite a while, but a year or two ago, there was a chemtrail directly over my backyard, and it did indeed transform into a rainbow. I took a picture. I'm guessing that was a galactic thing and want to ask if we can request more of that kind of thing moving forward.
Yes. Now, you most certainly can, and we will repeat what we have said a long time ago, is that we have been working diligently for quite some time in removing. So we have been doing the elimination part of the chemtrails and leaving what we had thought were paintings in the sky. But I will pass this suggestion on because the idea of rainbow light where chemtrails used to be or chemtrails filled with a variety of rainbow light is very attractive.
It's lovely. I have it on my profile picture. Okay, so I have kind of a silly question. I'm wondering, what has to happen before you guys can come visit us? It seems to me like it would be totally possible for you to teleport to my back deck, for example, and no one would know, right? What do we not know about that process that makes it seem possible to me? I mean, I'm sure there's something.
There are rules of engagement.
Mm.
And we listen in, not breaching privacy. Although I must say that there is a human tendency to speak of the most, what we would perceive as private and delicate matters, in the most public of ways. So that is always fascinating to us. But nevertheless, and we hear this same discussion, particularly with Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, and Yeshua. Come and visit me, and no one will ever know you were here. And it will just be our secret.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then I will know that you love me.
Oh. Oh, I love you. We do love you. I'm sure there's so many of us that just want to embrace and have you in our lives and just all be together. We really, really want that. And I get that you can't come until everyone embraces you, but, oh, that's a little sad.
But there is always a but with us. I am teasing you. But there are rules of engagement. Now, one of the reasons that we have also continued to put more and more and more of our family on the ground isn't simply so that the humans get used to the vibration, to our vibration and frequency, but also that we are getting used to yours. And this is how we discovered that there are times when the frequency, not of the light workers, but of the planet, create this dissonance. So we need to be careful that our troops are recharged,
yes,
reintegrated, and then
yes,
returned. Now, it does not mean that we cannot occasionally operate. What we haven't talked about today is that the level, our level, And when I say are, I mean all of the various galactic and intergalactic forces. We have been extraordinarily busy.
Yes.
We have been diffusing bombs. We have been diffusing what you think of as tenuous situations of great violence. We have been working on adjusting collective frequencies and individual frequencies. We are in an entire new realm of working with the Intergalactic Council that is becoming more proactive. Their focus, they are the Intergalactic Council, and their focus of late has become Earth. And so what that has meant for many of us is that our various tasks, our projects with Earth have mushroomed. We have been basically on full alert for at least 6 months of your time. So as much as we want to be visiting, there has been a limitation as well. Now, I would say the same thing to you. Come and bilocate and visit us.
Okay. I'll definitely
this
make a point.
This is your official invitation.
Ooh, thank you. And thank you so much for everything. I mean, you know, most of us, me included, obviously, there's, you know, like a tiny fraction of what's going on that we actually are perceiving at this point. And I just know that we have a lot to be thankful for from you guys. And I just appreciate it so much and give love and appreciation and really look forward to meeting you and two fingers to the heart and hugs and, you know, I mean, I'm sure we see each other on the ships, but I want to remember it all. But anyway, have you got anything in closing?
Yes. Our information systems are wide open. So that is why we choose to be so frank. The one thing we haven't talked about today is why we are here. And it is because we love you. It is not simply a galactic love. It is a very up-close and personal love. And that is why we welcome you. And that is why Galea is basically going to be assigned to this project.
Aww.
So that we come more clearly to understand this joint undertaking of this ascension and this transition truly into a new planet, the original planet and the original plan. So it is my honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
And I send you the love not only of my heart and my family's heart, but from all of us, farewell.
Farewell. Thank you.
Thank you.